אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're learning from the study of ten spherot, part three. Sorry, volume three, part eight. הסתכלות פנימית, item two.
יופי, אני אקרא.
Good, I'll read.
והנה נתבהר.
We learned that the world of Ak and Abiyah are only the izdachachut of the five chinot from the degree of Keter to Malchut. But in the last two degrees of Ma and Bon, the matter of the second restriction was added. From by the rise of the lower hay to Enaim and to Metzach. And then there is a matter of Katnut and Gadlut there, because by the upper Zivug of Apsag, a new light comes out that lowers the hay tata'a from Enaim or from Metzach, and then Gadlut comes out, as mentioned. And since he is returning the Achab to the degree, and the returning of the Achab to the degree by the upper Zivug is called Havaya of Alephin. Aleph meaning it's hinting at the second restriction. And you've learned that each and every partsuf is made of these, in these two degrees, is obligated to expand in five degrees. Since you can have a new zivug to come out on the masach. But when, after he rises to Malchut Avosh, meaning he must be purified completely until he becomes pure as Malchut Avosh, and therefore he brings out, he elicits four degrees in his purification until it equalizes to Malchut Avosh, because the upper light never stops. Indeed, in the world of Nikudim, which is the degree of Ma, there are additions, because besides the five degrees that come out when it is being purified, there are also three whole partsufim, meaning that they were born and came out by the renewal of the Aviyut, the coarseness, and Malchut Avosh, which are Ab, Sag, and Ma. And in each one of them, the five degrees came out as it was being purified, except for the Ma that came out in the Osh without a goof. Therefore, the rising of the screen does not happen there. Continue reading or what? What do people want? No questions, no nothing. What to explain? I can explain.
העניין הוא שיש לנו התפשטות האור העליון.
The thing is that we have the expansion of the upper light that builds the Kli, the desire to receive. This Kli includes all the created beings. And the upper light, meaning the Creator, wishes to bring the created beings to identify with Him, to be in the same intention. According to the intention of the upper light of the Creator towards them, accordingly should be the intention of the Kli, of the created beings towards Him, and then there will be an adhesion, an understanding, an attainment, and connection between them, the Creator and the creature, the Kli and the light. They would fill one another in intention. It's not that the light is filling the Kli is filling the light, rather the intention of the light to work for the sake of the Kli, and the intention of the Kli to work for the sake of the light. Everything according to the intention, as we mentioned yesterday. We scrutinize it at length. That my action is measured according to the intention. So it doesn't matter if the Kli is receiving. Rather, it's important why is it receiving. If it's receiving in order to give contentment to the Creator, then it's considered bestowal and not reception. The action itself is not important. What's important is the intention. The spiritual world is the world of intentions. The corporeal world is the world of actions, of deeds. So after the vessel broke, we have the correction of the vessels, purposely collecting the broken vessels who have intentions for themselves. This is the meaning of being broken. And we want to connect them together so they would be in order to bestow to one another to the extent that they connect in a way where they wish to bestow to one another, they can connect and the upper light can fill them. This means that the Creator is revealed in the creature. Hence, all the broken parts, which is each and every one of us who is in our ego, meaning broken, if he wants to relate nicely to the other, to connect, and you connect, if their connection is correct, and obviously in the ten, which is a complete vessel, then the Creator is revealed in them. Because there is an equivalence between what they wish to bestow to one another in the ten and what the Creator wishes to bestow to them. And according to equivalence of form, they fill one another. These vessels that connected above their shattering want to make room for the Creator to be revealed, and it's all in order to bestow to Him. And the Creator wants to bestow to them. He is happy that he has a place in which to be revealed and to be fulfilled. And that's how we come to correction.
Piti 19.
What is the in renewal of the Aviyut in Rosh?
Each time the screen from Tabo comes to Peh Avosh, it is integrated in the upper light there by the illumination of the upper light. New Roshimo appear in the Masach, were not previously revealed from the general shattering, and by that he begins to expand into a new Partsuf.
They came from the new Rishimot?
Yeah. You have all the Rishimot from the shattering, but upon his return, he has new Rishimot.
Yofi. Piti
33.
He writes that when there was Zivug Absag in Metzach Ovenaim, I know that usually Metzach Ovenaim is Katnut, and only from Peder is Gadlut. So why is it written this way?
We will scrutinize it later. We need to do it. PT
9. ופה בטקסט הוא מזכיר פעם ראשונה שיש עניין קטנות וגדלות. אז יש גם קטנות וגדלות בעשירייה? אתה יכול להסביר מה זה?
כן. קטנות וגדלות בקשר...
What's the קטנות and גדלות in the 10? Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, קטנות and גדלות between us is if I wish to bestow to the friend good feeling, this is the light of chasadim. And if I want to form connections of giving and receiving in practice, this is called gadlut. I don't know how to explain it. It's a matter of a feeling.
I didn't understand this feeling. What does it mean to give in comparison to giving and receiving?
I don't know how to explain it now. We don't have time. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что вот эта сила связи разбилась между...
Dear Rav, you said that the force of connection is shattered in the Kli, Adam HaRishon. What's the root of the connection to the screen? Is that love of the Creator?
И в нашей работе тоже.
Yeah.
And in our work?
Yeah, New York 4.
Is the intention Chomer, is the intention matter?
האם החומר זה הכוונה?
לא, חומר זה רצון לקבל,
No. Chomer, the matter, is the will to receive. The intention is what dwells above the matter. Why am I using the matter? Why am I using the will to receive? This is the intention. By that we will conclude today. Each and every day we'll add a little bit of tests. Very well. To keep Tzvika happy. And info.
Just want to update, continuing what we spoke about in the lesson. Today from 6 to 7, we'll put together a format to review the morning lesson. We'll scrutinize questions, realize what we got from Rav, and come tomorrow prepared. So from 6 to 7, we'll broadcast and we'll update the format, scrutinize it together throughout the day. So please connect and continue to a song.
Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us alone.